Hey, Vicki.
Hi, Paula.
How are you?
I am much better this evening than I was early this morning.
Oh, really? What happened this morning?
Well, today was day three of our ride going from Tishomingo to Paul's Valley. And I started out in the morning, and just a typical morning and no rain, and it was a wonderful day, and got going a little bit later. One of the people I'm riding with had a flat, so we got that taken care of and got on the road, and in about 2 miles, I realized that it might be a long day. Nothing with my bike, nothing about the Oklahoma Freewheel ride. It was all about me at that point. I was depleted nutritionally, maybe dehydrated. I'm not sure about that, but I had nothing in the tank spinning the wheels. Yeah, so about mile six, I'm thinking that I might have to sag in, which is a support and gear truck that comes by, and if you're having trouble, they help you out and pick you up if you have to. But that is certainly not a taxi service. It's just if things aren't really not going well.
Right.
And I got up to the first rest stop finally with a little help and took in some nutrition and got some advice and all. And so by lunch, we had lunch 35 miles down the road or so. It was a long, long, long morning. But after that, things got better and better. So I was so pleased that I did not have to sag in, that I actually was able to make it in on that ride.
I mean, I know you, and I know you were eating good and hydrating. So what do you think happened?
Well, so we thought, I guess. It is follow a diet that's maybe not your standard American diet, a paleo diet that is a little bit harder to do on the road because it's about non-processed foods, basically. So it's a little harder to get them. And I think I just didn't have enough and had to supplement with crackers and things that I don't normally eat and don't normally consume. And come to find out, I may have had the calorie intake, but I did not have the nutrition that my body needed, particularly protein.
But you recovered and you carried on.
Yeah, and it wasn't just about the food. I'll tell you what, there is something very, very special about the cycling community in Stillwater, and I know you know about this too. The Red Dirt Divas came to my rescue. They helped me through the mental part of it. They supported me with things that I needed. They stuck with me when we were rolling along at about 6 miles an hour, 7 miles an hour, 10 miles an hour, and didn't give up on me. Certainly didn't push me. There was not peer pressure, but wanted to help me meet a goal that I had for myself.
And that's awesome.
It was. It was absolutely a wonderful experience that I can tell you about, you know, now.
Yeah.
I could not have made it through the mental part and the emotional part of something like that. And there's nothing, you know, if you have to sag in, that's okay. There's nothing to say that that's not it's a bad thing. It's certainly not.
Right.
And it's there for needed. That's why you have an organized ride that you're on. But I had some personal goals, and they were there to support me. So they were just absolutely wonderful friends.
And for people who may not know what the Red Dirt Divas are, do you want to talk a little about that?
Sure, and you can chime in because you also know about it too. It's a group of women in Stillwater, Oklahoma that meet, I say we're for social and for cycling purposes, and sometimes those two things go together. I think we talked a little bit about that. Did some training together for Freewheel, and several of the women that were training for Freewheel are also here riding Freewheel. So we meet each other on the road here and there, and today happened to be a day that we were able to ride together. And at different portions of the route, different people, I got to flip the support systems in the afternoon for another Red Dirt Diva that was struggling in the afternoon.
You returned the favor, huh?
Yes. It's just, it's the camaraderie. It's the people that really care. It's about the it's as much as Freewheel is fun and all the things that we have to do socially and otherwise. There's sometimes some personal goals, and when people know about that, they want you to be happy and to meet what you have. And that's what we were doing for each other today.
Well, tell me a little bit about when you pulled into Paul's Valley. Did you actually get to experience any of the town tonight, or was it another just want to get back and shower and hit the hay?
I will say both. We did a smart thing because it was such a slow day. We were probably not, certainly not the last people to come in, but towards the end, we were, you know, late getting in because mm-hmm. we were moving so slowly and taking frequent breaks as we needed to. And so on our way into town where the campsite is in Paul's Valley, we were routed through the downtown area, which was just lovely. And there was a buffet with lots of good nutritious salad mm-hmm. buffet items and non-processed food items. And so we stopped in and ate before we actually got into camp and started all the showering and tent set up. And that was a very, very good idea that we had had and actually accomplished.